crime is a huge problem, we know that. The last set of figures showed there were 13,000 stabbings and knife attacks in England and Wales, 13% up in a year. The latest statistics for knife possession are published this morning. One of the most disturbing cases was the fatal stabbing in West London of a 24-year-old man with terrible learning difficulties. Dean Maley, he was called. In September, three of the men convicted lost their appeals. And in their first interviews since that hearing, Dean's mother and the detective who led the investigation have been speaking to our Home Affairs correspondent, Danny Shaw, about the impact of this case.
Hi.
Emergency ambulance, what's the address of the emergency, please?
I'm on Ryslip Road East, just going to... I'm heading towards Greenford, at Greenford Broadway.
All right.
A young boy's just been stabbed.
He's just been stabbed, OK.
Yeah.
It happened when he thought it would be safe to go out during daylight on a busy street in the rush hour. Dean Maley had gone to visit his uncle, taking a detour to one of his favourite shops. It cost him his life.
Where's he been stabbed? How old is he?
He's been stabbed in the sort of left lung. He looks about not more than 25.
Okay, is he awake?
He is awake, he's conscious.
Is he breathing?
Yes, he is. He needs a cigar. He's about to pass out.
Okay.
Two policemen knocked on the door and they... They just said... Do you know Dean Maley? I said, yeah, he's my son. I said, come in. And I thought, what he's done, he's in trouble, that's happened, you know. And I thought, oh, he's not long been gone, we're going to be trouble. And she said, there's been an incident and he's been stabbed. I was in such a panic mode that I sort of just turned to jelly. I was shaking, my legs went.
The events of that day in February last year are still too raw and painful for Dean's mum, Donna. Dean was 24, physically a man, but because of a rare brain condition, Dean had the mental age of a 9-year-old. He seldom left home without his mum.
Every day, Dean is on my mind. Every day I wake up, it's Dean I'm thinking about. I go to bed thinking of Dean. In the car, I'm talking to Dean because he was always with me.
Amid the shock and grief after learning her son had been killed, Donna wanted answers. Who'd stabbed Dean? How did it happen? Why? In the vast majority of murders, police are able to provide those answers. Most cases are solved. But there were no eyewitnesses to this crime, no forensic evidence or clear motive.
I'm sure there are more difficult investigations out there, but those first initial thoughts were, we need a break on this, we need to find something. And the best way you'll find a break on any investigation is the sort of bit of good old-fashioned legwork.
Detective Chief Inspector Matt Bonner, who led the inquiry, says the breakthrough came after many hours trawling through CCTV footage. It showed that Dean had been stabbed by a boy in a jacket with a white stripe. The boy and his friends were seen getting into a car. The driver was known to police. During a previous investigation, they'd seized his mobile phone, and among the 70 contacts on that phone was one that linked to a Twitter account with a photo of a teenager wearing a jacket with a white stripe. His name was Jamal Jones. Within hours, he was arrested.
He came down the stairs wearing just his underwear and a bit of a quivering wreck, really, and nothing like the big, bad murderer that perhaps anyone would have in their vision. He's a skinny school kid. You really can't really describe him any other way than that.
Jamal Jones was 17, a student with no criminal record and not someone detectives expected to be questioning for murder.
OK, so here's the tape of the final police interview with Jamal.
Because it's you, isn't it? And that's why you can't answer any of these questions, because you're guilty, and the evidence shows it. Is that right?
No comment.
Is that what happened?
No comment.
At his trial, Jones claimed he'd acted in self-defence, but the CCTV evidence suggested otherwise. Jones had confronted Dean, demanding his phone. Because of his mental condition, Dean probably didn't realise he was in danger and refused to hand it over. Jones suddenly lashed out, either to avoid a loss of face or to prove himself to his friends. The knife pierced Dean's heart. At the Old Bailey, Jones was found guilty of murder. Three other teenagers involved were convicted of manslaughter. Judge Martin Zeidman QC said all four had blood on their hands. As he sentenced the gang, the judge said they could keep Dean's memory alive by telling others about the lessons from the case. Scream it from the rooftop, said the judge. Knives destroy lives. Knife crime equals prison.
But I think it's only right that we recognise that knife crime affects not only the victim of the assault, but the family that are left to pick up the pieces with their son or daughter serving a life sentence for murder.
Detective Chief Inspector Matt Bonner.
It can destroy friendships, communities to some extent, if you're not careful. I don't think these kids that are carrying knives properly understand and recognise the full implications of what they're doing.
The courts have got to change. They've got to, when it comes to knife crime, they can't let them go. When they're stopped and they're caught with a knife, they've got to be sent to prison.
Donna Maley says too many young people think carrying a knife is normal, like having a wallet. The only deterrent, she says, is prison for every knife offence. But for Donna, no sentence will be long enough for the teenagers who killed her son.
And I hope and I pray that their life is as miserable as mine is. But I know it's never going to be, because their parents can go and visit them. I'll never be able to see Dean again.
Danny Shaw reporting there, and we'll be talking about knife crime with the Metropolitan Police at 9:15. The time is now 7:20.